watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in the management space at Surfaces 2016, and I'm with Ed Duncan, the president, and with Joe Amata, the vice president of product design. Guys, you doing okay?
Doing great this morning.
Yeah, Joe?
I'm excited.
You're shaking your head no.
Yeah,
you sure?
I'm excited. That means like, wow, it's crazy here, but I'm excited.
Well, I got to tell you, we're over here on the edge of their space because we couldn't find place to film this. This booth is packed. Mannington, most people know, is a aesthetics leader. They play in almost every category in the flooring business. And I'm not surprised to see the number of people you have here. You got to be excited about that.
We really are. I mean, from the opening bell this morning until right now, I mean, we have just been absolutely jammed. It's been a great start to the show. It's exceeded our expectations, in terms of how we were hoping to start the show today. But the traffic's been great, enthusiastic. Dealers seem to be upbeat and positive. And I think everybody's choosing to forget about what they're seeing on the news with the stock market.
Oh, but, I know. Hopefully everybody will just realize that's a blip. So
yeah, that's what we're hoping. We can't control that.
No, that's
but
right.
We can control kind of what's here in our space.
Yeah. So you're feeling good about the beginning of the year and where things are headed?
I do. It's been a good start to the year. I think we've been helped by some favorable weather generally across the country.
Yeah.
So that's helped out. The dealers seem to be pretty positive. So we came into the year with some good forward momentum, and so far so good.
Well, let's talk about this a little. I don't think it's much of a secret, but you're celebrating a birthday this year, and it's really kind of the theme, I think, for everything you're doing here. Most people know, unless you're in a cave or under a rock, that you're celebrating 100 years, you're a family-owned business, and you're in the fifth generation, going into the fifth generation of leadership, so there's a lot of excitement with Mannington, right?
There really is, and it's a neat time for us because it's time for us to kind of celebrate our own accomplishments, you know, which you don't always get to do as an organization, but it's also a very unique accomplishment, you know, in terms of a privately held company getting through five generations and 100 years. I think the statistics are one out of 250,000, and so it's a very proud moment for us, and we kind of have turned on the jets for this celebration this year in our centennial in terms of ramping it up in product development and new programs and so forth. And we really are coming out this year with a strong approach to the marketplace, you know, in celebration of our 100 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's no secret that you're one of the top 10 players in the business. And our estimate, obviously, your privately held company, is you're doing over $700 million, you know, in wholesale sales. So this is a very successful company. And to have the heritage you have, some of the videos you've done, it's really neat to see, you know, how conscientious you are, not only about your employees, but about your customer base. Because a lot of the people in the flooring business that are downstream are also family-run companies, and so it's kind of your secret sauce, isn't it?
Well, it is our secret sauce, and you know, there's really two components to it. It's the relationships that we have, and the fact that we share the DNA of privately owned businesses, a dedication to the floor covering business specifically, and then we put on top of that great product, and so you know, kind of relationships and product. Or what we're all about. And that's really, what this business is about.
All right. Joe, let's talk about what you're talking to your customers about. I know that your whole theme is centennial, so tell us a little bit about the excitement here.
Well, you know, this being our centennial anniversary, that means it's been 100 years of product design and styling, so there's a lot of pressure with that behind you, under your belt. So we wanted to make this year special. So what we did was every product design, every color, and every category is falling under the umbrella of the Centennial Collection. And really it's inspired by so many different things. Things in history, things that represent vintage materials, artisanal materials, things done by hand, retro looks from past years. We took all of that inspiration from the past and we took some of the innovation and technology today and we put together a group of introductions that we think is our best ever that far passes our past 100 years of designs. And some examples, in our sheet vinyl or LVS line, we have a true Centennial collection of retro looks featuring a design called Filigree. In our laminate, we've created new formats, a two-strip restoration collection, a variable width restoration design. In hardwood, we continue growing our long, wide planks, and we have a beautiful new collection, Smokehouse Collection, in our Maison collection. And in our LVT, it's probably our biggest introduction to date in history of what we put into LVT. And we're featuring a brand new collection called Meridian. It's a pattern that's offered in 5 colors and 4 different formats. So I think we're giving the consumer options and a lot of variety and the ability to really decorate her home in a unique way. And we're excited across all categories.
You know, this whole movement around old being new again is, one we saw at Cherside when we went. And, with subway tiles you see on the wall, stuff like that. And this whole craftsman movement, as people get more interested in the handmade look, things like that, it sounds to me like you're hitting on all the trends right now.
You just said it exactly, and these are the trends that we're seeing across all the categories. You know, rustic is different now. It's more refined. It's more reclaimed. There's more designs today that look like they're done by hand, you know, placing small hexagons or hand painting tiles. And that's good because it's time for a change. It's time to bring back some of that decor that's been inspired by the past, but with a new, fresh look to it.
Now, Ed, I visited your plant the other day, your facility, your headquarters, and I saw that you had spent some money on Joe's space. It looks like you're invested in where his team can work, and it's paying off.
Well, that was kind of our birthday present to Joe and his team because, you know, it is all about product, and he's got a great team. And, we said, hey, let's do something cool down there and give him just a great space to work in. And not only that, it's a really neat space to bring customers in. We're going to be bringing a lot of customers into that space. But it's they've had a lot of fun designing it. We let them do their own thing, and it's a great space now.
Now, this birthday celebration, it goes on. I mean, you got a big bash tonight. You had a big bash in late December, and you got a big bash at Neocon. It goes on for the year, doesn't it?
It does. It does. We're going to be celebrating it, through the year. We kicked it off on December 28th in Philadelphia, which was the actual birthday of the company, and then we're going to be celebrating it through the year. And we've got numerous events ongoing throughout the year, and so we're at the early stages of the party, and so we've got to have some staying power here for the rest of the year. But it's going to be fun.
Well, it looks like you're doing something right based on the traffic of all the dealers that are here. It's great to be with you guys again. Been talking to Joe Amata and Ed Duncan at Mannington Mills, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.